The pyramids on Mars have the face monument that is in the position following from the leg of the bull. And it has a five-sided pyramid with this other piece on the ground that's flattened as a triangle. And coincidentally, in Cydonia on Mars, that also points north. What are the odds all of this is just a coincidence? The correlations of these pyramid ruins are absolutely mind-blowing correlations with the Pleiades. It's all in the two-hour documentary. I don't want to go off track here. We'll come back to that another day. But it's Rosalind and Arlington at night illuminate to show the star map of the Pleiades and the sun positions, as I show right here. Let's call it a coincidence for now and just a theory, just to play this ball safely, because there's a lot of people that find this material offensive and very sensitive. So let's just go forward and take it with a pinch of salt.
You want to jump on this opportunity fast. Check this out. Collagen peptides, heirloom barley, and vitamin D3. This is a skin, hair, nail, and joint health combo. Boomer Boost. This stuff is amazing. I've been taking Boomer Boost now for a couple years. The testimonials are amazing. The products are amazing. The customer service is amazing. And for a limited time, you're going to save almost 50 bucks on the combo. Plus, use the code REX20, get an extra 20% off your order. Go to boomerboost.com, click the link specific, use the code REX20, get the discount, and be the change you want to see.
Stonehenge, as we had in previous interviews, and as I show in my two-hour documentary, the leg of the bull is near Stonehenge. It has four exoplanets around it. It makes like a Ra symbol, a big ring with a dot in the middle. Stonehenge is the dot in the middle. But it's what I found between this leg of the bull, Pleiades, correlation to Stonehenge is amazing. I put a causeway in here. At the very least, it would have been a causeway. But you know what we found? Something mind-blowing. An ancient astronaut, in my opinion. I'm going to turn it the other way around. First of all, let's show you what I found on Google Earth. These are the people that had this image taken at just the right time where you could see what was underneath it once upon a time when the crops were harvested. And the conditions were just right, so the white chalk started showing through. Stonehenge, some sort of rod, a hand holding the rod, a helmet. Is it a shield? Is it a backpack? Is it a spaceman? Or is it a knight with a shield and a lance? We can argue about that. But there is the Pleiades Winterbourne Stoke Barrows, matching those stars. Now, scholars are looking at this. They don't want to jump to conclusions just yet. I hope they're going to get permission to go further with the story, because this is amazing. This is a lot to do with Stonehenge, and it should be brought back to being a chalk geoglyph again, because it's telling its secret about the Pleiades and Pleiades and the Sun Star. Okay. Jerusalem, the beginning of Jerusalem, the Temple Mount had a leg of the bull design. Now, scholars have put that shape together. It looks like a leg of the bull. It looks like a duck, quacks like a duck. It's probably a duck. And of course, the Hill of Caiaphas was the exit, marks the spot. It's just like the Egyptian sun obelisk temple, gold capped. This is a very sensitive subject. Again, being that Pleiades star map. Scholars have said Lalibela in Ethiopia is the same as Jerusalem. It has the same basic as above, so below design. There is the leg of the bull. There's the exit, marks the spot. Just like we have on Mars, those correlations, that X marking the spot really is an X here. The Temple of Lalibela, the stone-cut church. And of course, we are dealing with the same sun-like stars again with the leg of the bull. I'm covering all the leg of the bull star maps because these are very important with the Mithras Liberty story. The most recent leg of the bull discovery I made literally 4 months ago is the Acropolis in Athens with the Parthenon. Is nothing like a leg of the bull now, but it was. They found ruins, and scholars have rebuilt that piece together. So now all three of these come together in one story. That's what they say once existed there. I've mainly got the best evidence is the Cyclopean wall, which is the gray one, and then there's a minor wall below here, which is very hard to piece together, but then there's a ramp that goes up, and this all was one big leg of the bull. And X marks the spot again. It was a base ruin that had this X shape or the cross shape, and they built an observatory on top of its foundations on this hill. This strangely is called the Hill of Mars. Coincidence? We're getting too many coincidences in this story. So that's the story of that leg of the bull. There's a leg of the bull of Paris. There's the Arc de Triomphe. It was once the Sun King, sun-decorated circle. You can just make out the remains of the cross of the star blazing with the portal, the Arc de Triomphe. And we have these great gardens that were once quite visible when it began, but obviously it quite mixed up with what's around it today. But I traced that shape back to what it looked like. But the rest of the star map with Orion is down here. That's in the, on my website for now. Of course, in Cape Town, same basic design using the company gardens. When their first settlers arrived in Cape Town, they built the company gardens with the water reservoirs. And then they built the Cape of Good Hope Star Castle, just like you find in down the road, down the causeway of the Basilica at the Castel Sant'Angelo. Same kind of star castle. X marks the spot. This is the same star map, in my opinion, of Mithraism, the beginnings of the star map story when it was using the leg of the bull. Machu Picchu, same thing. Ruins of Machu Picchu. The chin part of the big face mountain, it's a face-like deity. What's in the bottom of that area that correlates with it, we'll find out later. That's a developing story. But again, same star map everywhere. Dendara, there it is on the Dendara zodiac disk as the center part of it. And it's these sun-like stars down here.
Wayne, we lost you again, my friend.
Taurus, I mean Genesis. Go ahead, Rex.
You were gone for about 40 seconds.
All right. So what we have back looking at the Dendara zodiac disk here is the Taurus bull looking at the leg. There is the star of the gods, the male with bull horns, the female, the bull on top of the star, and the eagle founding civilization. It is showing something that I want to show is tied to Mithraism. Human genesis from the Hippo deity is the legend that I go through in the two-hour documentary. But it's the cleaver right here that is the same as Mithraism, severing the leg of the bull. There's a tie to ancient Egypt here. So that shows you how far this Mithraism goes back. So in that Dendara zodiac disk, I explain the whole thing. So I'm just want to show it here, just for those that haven't seen it. They need to see it in the two-hour documentary to make sense of it. But that is the ultimate bull, bull's leg, showing the way to the Star of the Gods decoded. And then, of course, looking at the star constellation of the Hippo, with this cleaver, the cleaver can also be used to find the Star of the Gods, other than Orion. So the two methods. This one is always overhead in the Northern Hemisphere. Follow this cleaver-type shape, which is Ursula Major, the Big Dipper, to find it. 33 degrees of arc measure from Orion's belt to find the Star of the Gods that I said was very likely the story behind the 33 degrees of Freemasonry climbing up this ladder to the heavens of the seven-pointed star that's blazing. But this one is a 90-degree measurement. This is a huge arc in the sky of 90 degrees of arc. 90 degrees, 33 degrees, set square, dividers, who can say? But it's a lot of things that are making more sense as we get deeper. Measuring first male, first female, the Star of the Gods in ancient Egypt. So we're looking at a window then basically of this sun-like star rising on the horizon. We'd be standing in a westerly direction looking easterly, okay? And of course, we think it's the Pleiades, but it, we can check this on the star program. Does it look like this? And the answer is yes. When you're looking east on the horizon rising at the area of 25th of December, Sol Invictus, the Romans called it before the Christian era, that celebration of this little tiny little dot that you can't see without amazing astronomical equipment. They just know that there was something there below the leg. Basically, they would never have been able to visually see it unless they had really big telescopes, bigger than Galileo. But maybe Galileo's telescopes would said it would see it definitely. But that was much later, obviously. So we're looking at that. Now, where have we seen that before? There's Rosalind as a star map, literally shown in the sky. It's exactly the same thing as that star map. Yep, the first degree Freemason tracing board to me is the ultimate star map. Three suns looking east, standing in the west. They've got the same coordinates in this little window. They've got as above, so below, pillars mounted on the ground to mark the positions of these, just like on the Sumerian Genesis stone, three pillars marking on the ground, three temples. And of course, the Grail is tied into the story right there. The seven star. Okay, seven pointed star. There is the sun crown of liberty, in my opinion, right there. And he's holding the Grail. The sun is showing a arm from the heavens with the Grail. And as I said, same thing, Orion, three sun-like stars. This is a star map ritual tied in with the first degree tracing board. Right, we get back to Rome now and look at what St. Peter is showing on top of Basilica. This statue is pointing down the causeway, telling his secret about the key. He is pointing to Castel San Angelo, the star castle. So let's crack Rome first before we crack New York. So he's talking about what I think is the Key of Solomon, because I have a Key of Solomon star map as well. Is that not a key? Look at it very closely.
Absolutely. To me, it looks like a key.
Absolutely. And of course, it's this little star map of following down Orion. There's the obelisk as the male anatomy of Orion. Okay. Down to the star castle. If we look at Rome from above, that will prove it if this is all part of a star map.
So check this out. I am super stoked about this. We are pivoting, and we're going to offer you exclusive content, ad-free, uncensored, on Patreon. There's a whole bunch of stuff that I've wanted to talk about for the past few years that I haven't been able to really talk about. And now I'm going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it on Patreon. You can watch it on Patreon, and you can sign up for as little as a buck. So check us out. Ad-free. You're going to love it. Be the change you want to see. And see you at Patreon.